Time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, news today about a new report on employment and a look at foreclosures here in New York State. Good morning.
And good morning, Beth. The latest monthly index put out by Paychex and a company called IHS shows that hiring in small businesses nationwide was flat in February. Wage growth, though, increased, something that's been kind of stubborn during this recovery. Paychex CEO Marty Musi says one factor that's keeping small businesses from hiring more people is that it is a tight labor market out there with a lot of competition among businesses for the available workers.
The biggest issue is that with low unemployment, small businesses are really finding it difficult to find the right employees to fulfill the orders. So while consumer confidence is still strong and I think the buying is still strong, it's difficult for them to fulfill some of the orders, and that's bringing business optimism down a bit.
Now, Musi says one of the strongest sectors of the economy among small businesses are areas that include leisure, hospitality, and other services.
The strongest job growth is still in those discretionary services, pet grooming, personal grooming, those kind of things. That's a good sign that people still have money that they're spending. So that's good. But it is down from last year. But it's still the number one job sector growth.
Nationwide, hourly earnings growth up slightly up to 2.5%. Weekly earnings growth also increased for the first time since last summer. And we have some breaking news about Hart's Local Grocers. That is the supermarket in the east end of Rochester that opened up with a lot of enthusiasm for having another supermarket in the city just over 4.5 years ago. We're getting word now from Glenn Kellogg, the president of Hart's. They will close the doors of that Winthrop Street market on March 24th. He says last year they did make some changes to streamline operations and had their most profitable year yet, but he says declining sales left them unable to make ends meet. Kellogg says Hart's has also searched for a new owner-operator, but has not come up with anyone to take that space. In the meantime, we did also reach out to Agathe Graham, who operates an event space, the Arbor Loft, that is above Hart's, that will continue in operation. And a report out recently by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says mortgage foreclosure filings across New York State dropped 46% between 2013 and 2018. DiNapoli says most areas of the state have experienced substantial improvement over the last 4 years. The Finger Lakes region, which includes Monroe and several other local counties, saw a 20% drop in foreclosures from 2015 to 2018. But the drop in the number of foreclosure filings was even larger in other parts of the state, including toward the Buffalo area. DiNapoli's report crediting a wide range of actions for tackling foreclosure problems. He says that includes the state's court system, which has helped speed the resolution of pending cases. But DiNapoli cautions the foreclosure crisis, as he refers to it, is far from over. A local business recently providing a nice boost to the athletic facilities in Webster aimed at helping children of all abilities. Bolter Industrial Contractors of Webster donating $100,000 to the Challenger Miracle Field of Greater Rochester for the Play with Possibilities Playground. Founder and president of that complex, Sean Kampf, says the playground, which is expected to break ground in June, will cost a total of about $600,000. Organizers say the Play with Possibilities playground will be the only one of its kind in Monroe County. It will allow typically developing children to play alongside those with disabilities while having full accessibility and sensory benefits. They say that it creates a truly inclusive ADA-approved play space. A high-tech tool manufacturer and fabricator expanding operations in Batavia. Amada Tool America creating 17 jobs. New York State Empire Development says the total project cost nearly $9 million. The state offering up to $150,000 through the Excelsior Jobs Tax Credit Program in exchange for the job creation. The Genesee County Economic Development Center is also helping with that expansion. And if you're looking for a summer job, Six Flags Darien Lake trying to help more than 1,500 jobs get filled for the upcoming season. They had one hiring event this past weekend. There will be another one this coming Saturday, March 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can get more information at sixflagsjobs.com. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.